Now joined by the head coach over at Milan High School for the Lady Cat softball program, Nate Dodson. Been looking forward to this interview for a while. I saw Milan play and called their games on Monday and Tuesday, both very competitive games. One went the Lady Cats' way, one didn't. Much different games. One was low scoring, one was high scoring. Last night, really tough loss for the Lady Cats, but there's an old saying, and we'll talk about this one, a 4-3 loss to Putnam County with Coach Dodson. Coach, the saying I was going to go to is when the losses hurt a little bit more, that's because you're right there. And it just being so competitive in these games and losing some of these close ones, especially one to your rival, they hurt a little bit more. But that's a good sign in the long run. That means the girls are showing great improvement.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like we're right where we want to be. Obviously, not quite there without a win, especially losing up north there in that Putnam game. But man, we went the distance with them, and then some. Over 9 innings, we played some quality softball, and it was going to come down to whoever made the most mistakes, as it usually does in tight ball games like that, or whoever can get on the pitcher the fastest. And neither team really got to the pitching. We just made a couple more mistakes defensively than they did. So we just got to clean a few things up, and we're going to be right there where we want to be in the end and getting those wins. So, but man, over the stretch of this last 8 games, we've played some great softball, came away with 5 wins, I think, out of the last 8 or something like that. And the losses that we do have been one or two run ball games. So, and then that one last night going into extras, but you know, even in that Trenton, game the other night that you called, before Putnam, we were in that game early on and got out to an early lead and then gave it up. And, you know, we just fought back. We battled back and scratched a few runs away here and there just to get back into the ball game and gave ourselves a chance at the end and wound up with a couple unfortunate things happened there in the top half of that 7th inning. But, you know, we were able to overcome and we kept fighting and showed a lot of heart. And, man, I can't say enough for where my team's at right now and how well we're playing.
Boy, yeah, a lot of games to go over. I don't know if we'll have time to go over all of them. Milan tournament, you go 2-1. One of the games, 9-0 against Green City, was a no-hitter thrown by Katie Pauly. I was, you know, from a Milan perspective, because certainly I don't do a lot of rooting one side or the other, but if you, I know you and I know your program a little bit, Coach, and for you guys, that win against South Harrison last Thursday night against a good young South Harrison team, 2-0. If you look at a game that really got you guys charged up in a good direction, that had to be Thursday.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like since that big loss to Maysville at home, we took quite a hit on that night. You know, for a lot of teams, that the season could have went a completely different direction after getting beat as badly as we did on our home field by the state champs. And, you know, we since that moment, we've came back and we've been extremely competitive and, you know, play for the championship against a really good team in Brashear at our place. And, you know, lost a 7-0 ball game. It was a lot closer than that I feel. And then, you know, to come back on that Tuesday night at home and have that game against South Harrison and play the way that we did showed a lot of who we are, and it really showed a lot of our true character. And we dug deep, and I think Katie on that night only surrendered, I think, 3 hits, and man, she's been pitching her tail off. It gave up 3 hits in a 2-0 ball game against South Harrison, and then only giving up 2 to a great hitting team in Princeton a couple nights later. So yeah, man, it's been fun to watch these young ladies grow and just watch how they've responded to adversity and continue to get better and grow and develop. And, you know, I think, you know, by the end of the season, you want to be peaking at the right time. And I definitely say that we're about to peak. I mean, we are right there. You just gotta clean up one or two small things here and there along the way. And we're winning those one-run ball games later in the later innings.
Yeah, as far as the Trenton game goes, Coach, you know, Katie coming off that great performance against Princeton, and she's not the first pitcher that Macy Moore has hit a home run against, but it looked like just pitching, I'm sure, a bunch on Saturday, then pitching on Monday. Was there a little bit of fatigue that Katie was fighting on Tuesday over at Trenton?
I think so. You know, I she was a gamer. I felt like she pitched well enough to win that ball game. You know, we made some uncharacteristic mistakes for how we had been playing defensively, and just didn't take care of the ball. You know, I think in my scorebook, I only had one earned run or two earned runs, and that had been in the home run that we gave up early in the ball game. But several of those were just on some coverages that we need to take care of, and then just some bad mental breaks that we may have had. So I felt like she pitched well enough for us to win that ball game, and we scored enough for us to, but we've just got to take care of it. And you know, it is what it is, and we overcame it, you know, and that's what I was most proud of, is that we continued to battle back each time we got down and gave ourselves a chance to be there in the end.
Yeah, you're right, because when it got to, and I'm going to probably miss the score here, but it was, you got two runs in the top of the third, and then Trenton responded with two. So it's 5-4 Trenton. I think it went to 10-4 Trenton, if I'm not mistaken, and you put four runs up in the last two innings, and you put a lot of pressure on Trenton over those last two innings.
Yeah, you know, we came back out and responded, and we stayed patient at the plate. We were able to lay off stuff that was up in the zone, which was kind of a mindset that we'd had after facing Lauren Crone at Putnam. She was really hammering the top of the strike zone against us with her rise ball, and we were able to lay off that pitch and you know, draw some deep counts and then draw some walks and then have some opportunities to drive in runs there late in the count or you know, late in the ball game and take advantage of opportunities that defense gave us. So yeah, we did a great job battling back and you know, to come back and put four runs up on the board and make it an 8-10 ball game and then have the tying run on there in the top half of the seventh inning. So we were right where we wanted to be. We caught a bad break with the location of a hit there at the end of the game. It was hit right up the middle and had a little defender base runner interference, I guess, call, if you will. So it was just a bad break, and the timing of it definitely wasn't, you know, what you would have liked to have seen. So, I mean, it is what it is. We put ourselves in a spot to have success, and we were right there, you know, just ran out of pitches and ran out of innings.
So running out of time here, and we're really busy this time of the day, late afternoon on Thursday. I got football coaches to get to. So before I let you go, Coach, your girl's going to come back over to Trenton for the Nan Carter tournament. They're guaranteed four games, assuming that Mother Nature holds, and it looks like the weekend's going to be great weather-wise. Girl's got to be looking forward to getting a lot of softball in on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, and we have a big opportunity for us. The three schools that we play in our pool are in our district. So, you know, we dropped one to Brookfield over there in a pretty decent ball game, in a 6-0 ball game, and then we play South Harrison again. And I'm trying to think of who the other school is, Tom. South Harrison, Brookfield, and Trenton, we play right out of the gate. So we get another shot at Trenton and Brookfield, and, man, it'd sure be nice to find a way to win one or two of those ball games and, you know, be able to have that momentum going into the district seed meeting here in a week or two.
The thing I saw Monday, and I guess this will be my last thought, but I said this time after time on Monday up at Princeton, if Katie Pauley, because she doesn't throw it enough that you just expect it to come, but if she's throwing her change up for strikes and she was Monday, it's really hard to hit her, and it was really hard to hit her for Princeton on Monday.
Yeah, man, when she's got that going, it's falling off the table at the top of the strike zone. You know, if hitters don't get up in the box, it makes it really tough on a hitter. But even when they do, the changeup, she was able to locate it at Princeton specifically. It was falling off, and you know, there's not much that you can do with that pitch. You know, it looks like it's going to be right in the strike zone, and even if you've kept your weight back or you reloaded and made the adjustment to the pitch, it's still too late because that pitch sneaks up on you and then it falls off right at the table. Man, she's had great command of it over the last eight games, and I think that really shows on the scoreboard.
Tough loss last night, Wednesday night, 4-3 for the Lady Cats up at Putnam County. Putnam County got a, as I understand it, triple and a sacrifice fly to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Four games, there'll be three in pool play, and then a game Saturday night either for a seventh, fifth, third, or maybe the championship. for Milan over at Griffin Field at Johnson Field in Trenton. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck Saturday. Safe travels.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Good talking to you, and go Cats.